Running for Congress is tough as it is. You're up for re-election every 2 years, which means you're constantly campaigning and raising money. Plus, most people in your district have no clue who you are.
Do you have any idea who your congressman is?
My congressman, right now I can't even think of his name.
No, I wouldn't know by name, no.
I found Jimmy Davis and Robbie Varner in separate red vinyl booths at The Place to get a taste of Lexington, North Carolina, the barbecue center. A no-nonsense waitress rattles off the big seller.
The combo plate, which is the barbecue with pit-cooked barbecue chicken, you get white or dark meat on the combo plate.
White or dark meat is a choice folks in this area may find easier than the one they'll face in the voting booth next Tuesday, when they discover they are in a completely different congressional district. If they don't recognize the names on the ballot, they may just vote according to their party affiliation. That's what Democrat Larry Kissel hopes to avoid, and why he's crunching through fallen leaves in a neighborhood near downtown Lexington.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
I'm Congressman Larry Kissel. I'm just out knocking on doors. This is going to be part of the new 8th District. I represent the 8th District now.
The 8th District has long been a tight race, but redistricting stripped some of its more reliably Democratic areas and replaced them with solidly Republican portions of Rowan and Davidson counties. So Larry Kissel doesn't mention he's a Democrat when he knocks on doors.
So much of what we hear about Congress is the latest vote, but, I grew up down here.
He talks about his years in a textile mill and his support of Buy American policies.
So we're going to work on that.
All
okay?
Right.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Okay.
Now, these are folks you haven't represented. This is new
this
to
is,
your
this
district.
This is new territory.
Yeah, so yes. you can't argue, hey, I've done great things for you, right?
Well, I think in one concept, obviously, I have not represented these folks before, but what I have found is that the issues that are concerned to the folks in this part of the world, they don't stop at a district line. The same policies that took our jobs away from the places in the old 8th District were the same policies that affected these people up here.
The 8th District now consists more uniformly of economically depressed former mill towns. The pamphlet Kissel leaves on each doorstep touts his plan to restore American manufacturing by ending unfair trade deals and eliminating excessive government regulation.
He does talk a good game, and he uses some of the same phrases I use.
This is Kissel's challenger, Richard Hudson. His challenge is to make sure voters know he's the Republican in this race. Hudson rallied supporters last week at Rowan County Republican Party headquarters in Salisbury.
My opponent is running around the district saying he's a conservative, and he's going around looking for more conservatives for Kissel. But if you look at his record, for 3 years he was as liberal as it gets. He voted over 90% with Barack Obama. Does that sound like a conservative?
When talking about Kissel's record, Hudson has to pick and choose, because Kissel's agreement with Democrats has been closer to 70% some years. And Kissel has voted against key Democratic initiatives, including the Affordable Care Act. To be rallied by a Republican congressional candidate is somewhat novel for Rowan County, since it's long been part of the conservative 6th District, which has been handily won by a Republican for decades. Now, Rowan County Republican Party Chairman Greg Eds finds himself in the contested 8th District.
We see this not as a hindrance to Rowan County, but we see Rowan County as an asset to that district to be able to help replace a Democrat that we disagree with.
Meanwhile, Democrats, used to being completely outnumbered in conservative Davidson and Rowan counties, are feeling energized to be in the new 8th District. Here's Loretta Martin. She's the past chairwoman of the Davidson County Democratic Party.
It's an expectation that perhaps for the first time in a long, long time, there will be someone who values the opinions that I would express.
How's that for ironic? In a quirk of redistricting, Republican lawmakers drew a map that gives Democrats in this conservative region of the state a new glimmer of hope. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Davidson County.